Well, in the lead up to the federal by-elections this Saturday, including Mayo in South Australia, the major party leaders have been seemingly test-driving their policy messages ahead of the next election, with Malcolm Turnbull casting it as a test between leaders and Bill Shorten framing it as about party priorities. Joining us to discuss this and other matters in federal politics is Ben Eltham from independent news website New Matilda. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
So the major parties seem to be playing to their strengths. Labor with health and education, Liberals saying they're going to lower electricity bills and border protection and, of course, jobs. They don't really seem to be taking any risks, do they?
No, both major parties are definitely playing to the same tried and true methods. The real concern, I think, for both major parties is whether they can win these seats. There's a lot to play for here. They're mainly Labor seats, of course, remember. So Longman's held by Labor. Mayo is held by Rebecca Sharkey. And the other three are held by Labor. So if the government can pick up any of these seats, it's a real bonus for Malcolm Turnbull and the coalition.
They certainly seem to have been trying to tie Rebecca Sharkey with Labor as well, with the pictures of her next to Bill Shorten, which she seems to have taken issue with.
That's a pretty common strategy for third-party candidates to be associated with the more unpopular major party. I don't know if that will necessarily succeed in Mayo. I think Sharkey seems to have a pretty good, solid local support base over there in South Australia. And the Liberal candidate, Georgina Downer, has not campaigned particularly well.
So what have been some of the flashpoint issues for the government in this election? I see there's been a lot of talk of immigration playing to an apparent strength. Peter Dutton yesterday saying Australia will not sign a UN deal that will that we helped to negotiate, which basically describes detention as a last resort, saying, you know, it's to do so would be to surrender our sovereignty. And meanwhile, Bill Shorten has been very critical of the amount of 457 working visa migrants. So what's going on there?
Yeah, that's right. Both major parties have basically started to campaign against a larger Australian population. I mean, none of this should surprise us in terms of Peter Dutton. He's been a long-standing critic of the United Nations. He's an extremely right-wing Home Affairs Minister. It would not surprise anyone if he would be in favour of tougher borders and a harsher immigration regime. I think for Labor, it's about trying to position itself on immigration policy to make it about jobs rather than about asylum seekers, where, of course, Labor is vulnerable. So both parties are trying to spin the issue in their own favour.
Now, moving on, the government's medical database, My Health Record, it's been causing a bit of a stir. It's going to become mandatory within about 3 months unless patients don't opt out before then. What exactly are the concerns surrounding the database?
There's major privacy concerns associated with the My Health Records. This is an electronic health record created by the government. That's right. You've got 3 months to opt out. Otherwise, you will be compulsorily opted in, and you'll have no choice. There are significant privacy concerns that have been raised by health and digital advocates, particularly around the fact that the data can be shared across multiple government agencies, including the police, Centrelink, and the tax office, and also the security of the information. Can the information be protected against hacking?
Yeah, so Greg Hunt, the health minister, he says it's been operating for about 6 years and there hasn't been an issue. But again, I guess it would all depend on what you would describe as an issue. Perhaps you wouldn't want your health information shared with other government agencies. I hear Labor wants to extend the opt-out time limit. Is that correct?
That's right. So it's originally a Labor policy, and the law was written in 2012. It was actually a Julia Gillard government bill that was passed. So it's had, to some degree, bipartisan support by both the major parties. The change that came in was the government under Susan Lee, the former health minister of the coalition, she decided to change it from opt-in to opt-out. So under Labor, you could get a digital health record, but you had to make that choice. In the new system, you will get one no matter what, unless you are able to opt out. And that is what's made people very annoyed.
So you've got about 3 months left to do that if you don't want to be part of the system as things currently stand. Finally, Deloitte Access Economics has warned that the government's tax cuts could seriously strain the national budget in the face of things like a slowing Chinese economy and rising household debt. What more do we know about that?
Yeah, so that's right. A new report came out from Deloitte Access Economics, who are well-respected budget analysts, people like Chris Richardson, the former Treasury economist. And they point out that the tax base, the federal tax base, has eroded in recent years, and that's going to be accelerated by government decisions such as the big company tax cuts that have already been passed, as well as the big personal income tax that have been passed.
So that probably explains why you could say that the Turnbull government hasn't been campaigning so heavily on these policies, which is surprising because it was such a big win for the government.
Well, I don't know if that's true. The government has been campaigning pretty strongly on personal tax, and I expect in the by-elections it will be a major issue. The government's very proud of its income tax cuts. There's no doubt about that. But there's also no doubt that one of the results of those income tax cuts is that the government will collect less tax, so that will erode the tax base. And, of course, that means there's less money to spend on roads, schools, hospitals, pensions, and all the other things that taxes fund.
It's certainly that old Howard-era thing of legislating tax cuts, maybe at a time when we can afford it, not necessarily being able to sustain them into the future. Well, Ben, thank you for joining us this morning. Before I let you go, do you have any major tips for Saturday? Are you willing to throw your hat in that sense?
No, I stopped making predictions after Donald Trump, and I'm holding to that.
Fair enough. Well, that's probably the wise way to go. Thank you for joining us this morning, Ben.
Thank you.
That was Ben Eltham from New Matilda. You can visit their website for more political news and information, newmatilda.com, and listen back to this interview on radioadelaide.org.au.